Just four games in KPC land on Wednesday. Ken, let's talk about those real quick. Just give me a quick overview of what happened tonight.
Well, a fun game up at Fremont with the 1A sectional. Hamilton and Lakewood Park game went back and forth. Hamilton hasn't been in close games, though they've been in close games now a couple of times within the last 8 days, and found a way to win in overtime behind 28 points from their exchange student, Marco Stanjocic. And the only other one, nothing else was nothing to write home about. East Noble had an easy time, probably too easy with Fort Wayne Northside, but a little bit of an upset beforehand with Bishop Dwenger taking care of Snyder over at DeKalb.
Now, is there any truth to the rumors that the 28 points scored in the Hamilton game is going to be adjusted for conversion rates between the two currencies?
I do not know about that.
We look to Class 4A, the DeKalb sectional. That's where the two games were tonight. East Noble, as you mentioned, no surprise there. We've spoke about them so much. We're not going to talk a whole lot tonight. Ali and the crew will talk about Dwenger and Snyder. Not a real surprise there. DeKalb will take on Northrop. And Dwenger and East Noble will square off in the second game Friday night. And then, of course, the winners of those two Friday games advance to the title game. East Noble, what kind of scoring happened in that game?
Pretty balanced. I think Ali had a nice game, and I think Northside, Scholes hit some threes to kind of keep Northside in it, and then they just took off and imploded a 22-0 run. I think Ali had 18. Other guys got in the mix. Spencer Denton had 12, playing for much of the fourth quarter of freshman. Gay Jernsberger had 7 points off the bench as well. But a lot of contributions, I'm sure, spread the wealth around really good for the boys from Kendallville.
And in the other game that we didn't mention in much detail, Blackhawk over Lakeland Christian, squeaking to a 64-point win over Lakeland Christian, 94-30. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, again, no surprise there, just solid every way around. And Frankie Davidson is a man among boys.
Yeah, 6'6", guard. You don't get that at a 4A school, and you got a player like that in 1A, and nice pieces around him, Caleb First and Zane Burke and so on and so forth. Hamilton's next for the Braves.
Okay, so Hamilton, when is the last time that they've had somebody score 28 points in a game, and when is the last time that they won a sectional game?
The 28 points... Boy, do we have to go back to the semi-state year when something like that happened?
Maybe the Iron Five.
The Iron Man Five plus Justin Warner in the as the sixth man.
But it's been a while.
Well, actually, it's been since 2015.
Okay. Not as long when as I thought it had been.
Yeah, it's been few and far between. They beat Lakeland Christian in the Hamilton sectional in 2015. That's been their last sectional win, and I think it's been only about a couple of sectional wins over the last decade. The other time before that was against Howe Military in 2010, it looks like. So few and far between, good for Hamilton. But things will get much tougher on Friday night in what's probably going to be a very emotional environment with Bethany Christian taking to the floor against Fremont first time they'll be playing basketball since the death of their senior leader, Keyshawn Smith, in an auto accident this past Saturday.
Second game Friday night at the Fremont. Class 1A sectional has Blackhawk squaring off against Hamilton. We advance to the 2A sectional at Eastside. Adams Central takes on Eastside. Bluffton takes on Busco. The winner of that one goes to the championship. Westview, Class 2A sectional there. Whitco and Westview, LaVille and Prairie Heights. I'm going to go on a limb and say we will have an NECC team playing for the Westview championship.
Yeah, more than likely the favorite in that sectional, Westview. I know the Whitco's got a nice player in Spencer Sroof, I think his name is, 6'7 kid, quality player. But Prairie Heights is pretty battle tested. LaVille is in a smaller school conference in their neck of the woods, and people have questioned the schedule before. I think a heck of a game, and I think Prairie Heights is very capable of winning that second semifinal at the Warrior Dome.
We look to the Garrett 3A sectional. Garrett in Angola, 6 o'clock Friday, Woodland in New Haven in the nightcap there. Moving to Wawasee, it's Tippecanoe Valley taking on Northwood. Northwood quickly becoming the dark horse there, if not the favorite in that tournament. Wawasee taking on West Noble in the 7:30 game. Move ahead to Class 4A, the DeKalb bracket, the DeKalb sectional. It is DeKalb taking on Northrop, and then it's DeWinger taking on East Noble. My guess is going to be it's Northrop East Noble for the championship.
If I had to pick, I would say it would be those two teams. DeKalb relies on the three, is not as big, not as athletic as the Bruins. Sidney Curry just signed with Miami of Ohio, is going to be a handful for the Barons to have to contend with. And then East Noble, Dwenger seems to be peaking at the right time. Got some plays physical, plays sound. But East Noble's had some pretty good success against the Dwenger Saints over the last couple of years, and I could see them holding their own physically and making a couple more plays than the Saints do.
All right, there you have it. We'll come back. I guess we will have something for you after Friday's games as we give you the updates from the sectionals in KPC land. He's Ken Fillmore. I'm Dean Jackson. Thank you so much for tuning in, and make sure you tell your friends about the podcast. We'll have more of these coming off week by week on other topics as well. And, you know, kind of just experimenting and see where this goes, but the response has been pretty good.